Recorded Books presents Fourth Wing by Rebecca Yarros. Narrated by Rebecca Soler with Teddy Hamilton. Fourth Wing is a non-stop, thrilling adventure fantasy set in the brutal and competitive world of a military college for dragon riders, which includes elements regarding war, battle, hand-to-hand combat, perilous situations, blood, intense violence, brutal injuries, death, poisoning, graphic language, and sexual activities that are shown on the page. Readers who may be sensitive to these elements, please take note and prepare to enter Besgaeth War College. To Aaron, my own Captain America. Through the deployments, the moves, the sunniest highs, and the darkest lows, it's always been you and me, kiddo. Here's to the artists. You hold the power to shape the world. The following text has been faithfully transcribed from Navarian into the modern language by Jacinia Nailwart, curator of the Scribe Quadrant of Besgaeth War College. All events are true, and names have been preserved to honor the courage of those fallen. May their souls be commended to Malak. Chapter 1. A quote from Article 1, Section 1, The Dragon Rider's Codex. A dragon without its rider is a tragedy. A rider without their dragon is dead. Conscription day is always the deadliest. Maybe that's why the sunrise is especially beautiful this morning. Because I know it might be my last. I tighten the straps of my heavy canvas rucksack and trudge up the wide staircase of the stone fortress I call home. My chest heaves with exertion, my lungs burning by the time I reach the stone corridor leading to General Sorengale's office. This is what 6 months of intense physical training has given me. The ability to barely climb 6 flights of stairs with a 30-pound pack. I'm so fucked. The thousands of 20-year-olds waiting outside the gate to enter their chosen quadrant for service are the smartest and strongest in Navarre. Hundreds of them have been preparing for the Rider's Quadrant, the chance to become one of the elite, since birth. I've had exactly 6 months. The expressionless guards lining the wide hallway at the top of the landing avoid my eyes as I pass, but that's nothing new. Besides, being ignored is the best possible scenario for me. Besgaeth War College isn't known for being kind to, well, anyone, even those of us whose mothers are in command. Every Navarian officer, whether they chose to be schooled as healers, scribes, infantry, or riders, is molded within these cruel walls over 3 years, honed into weapons to secure our mountainous borders from the violent invasion attempts of the Kingdom of Poromiel and their griffin riders. The weak don't survive here, especially not in the Rider's Quadrant. The dragons make sure of that. You're sending her to die! A familiar voice thunders through the general's thick wooden door, and I gasp. There's only one woman on the continent foolish enough to raise her voice to the general. But she's supposed to be on the border with the Eastern Wing. Mira. There's a muffled response from the office, and I reach for the door handle. She doesn't stand a chance! Mira shouts as I force the heavy door open and the weight of my pack shifts forward, nearly taking me down. Shit. The general curses from behind her desk, and I grab onto the back of the crimson upholstered couch to catch my balance. Damn it, Mom, she can't even handle her rucksack, Mira snaps, rushing to my side. I'm fine. My cheeks heat with mortification, and I force myself upright. She's been back for 5 minutes and is already trying to save me. Because you need saving, you fool. I don't want this. I don't want any part of this Rider's Quadrant shit. It's not like I have a death wish. I would have been better off failing the admission test to Besgaeth and going straight to the army with the majority of conscripts.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?